Hello, my friends. Welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul, and it's the 26th day of April. It's a Friday. Hope your week has been great and you've been blessed and you're looking to head into a wonderful weekend. Natasha and I are in Wysox, Pennsylvania this weekend, ministering at the Oasis Church Saturday night and Sunday morning. You can get information at our website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. I think there's also information at our Paul White Ministries Facebook page if you are in the area or would like to make the journey at a beautiful time of year to the Pennsylvania-New York state line. We'd love to be with you this weekend. We'll be missing our friends at our home church at the Garden Church of the Midlands in Irmo, South Carolina. We have a young man who will be filling in for us today. We miss them when we're not with them. We'll be very excited to get back with them soon. We will, we'll be back next week, and we'll air next week one of the messages that we preach in Wysox this week. Tomorrow, I'll tell you about the sermon you can look for on Sunday's full-length sermon drop, and this was the message we preached last weekend. And so we're usually a week behind on where we were with our sermons at the Garden, and we present those to you every Sunday. Today, we turn to Luke chapter 12, verse number 8. Also I say to you, this is Jesus talking, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. Now, Son of Man is a Daniel term. Jesus is fond of using this of himself. In some respects, an apocalyptic term, an unveiling term of the Son of Man who stands before the Ancient of Days and receives a kingdom. So when Jesus references himself as Son of Man, he's speaking in kingdom terms. Whoever confesses me before men, the Son of Man will confess before the angels of God. So this is kingdom talk. If you confess me, if you claim me, trust me, believe in me, then the kingdom of God is yours. You are confessed as part of that kingdom. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. So, once again, before the angels of God is putting us back into the Daniel scene from the heavens, in which the Son of Man stands with the hosts of heaven in front of the Ancient of Days. And so it's once again understanding Christ to be King, claiming Him as such, trusting Him as such, believing on Him as such, and that if one is to deny that, then he's going to have to turn elsewhere for a king. He's going to have to turn elsewhere to determine kingship. This is a simple mutual trust, a mutual understanding. When you turn to him, you receive his full attention. You get all of him. You do not get part of him. He doesn't deny parts of you. He takes you all in. That leads to verse 10. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. I think this has been one of the most condemning things that Jesus ever says, but not condemning because Jesus is being condemning, but because of the way we're interpreting what Jesus has to say. You need to determine what the Holy Spirit actually does. Jesus told us in John that the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Of sin, because they don't believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. It would seem to me that Jesus gives you the trifold work of the Holy Spirit, and he includes everything and everyone the Holy Spirit works with. They, you, and the prince of this world. He'll convict the world of sin because they don't believe in me. Well, you do. So the conviction of sin is the conviction of believing on Jesus. The Holy Spirit is at work trying to convince people to believe on Jesus. Secondly, he'll convict of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. This is not a they statement. This is a you statement. This is Jesus saying to his disciples, I'm going to my Father and you're not going to be able to see me. And so you're going to need to be convinced that you're in right standing because you don't get to walk up and ask me. And the Holy Spirit is going to be constantly convincing you of your right standing and of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. And so the Holy Spirit is going to be witnessing of the judgment of the devil, the judgment of evil and the judgment of sin. The book of Hebrews says that the Holy Spirit witnesses to us. Well, what does he witness? He witnesses that you need to believe on Christ. He witnesses that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. And he witnesses that your judgment has been accomplished at the cross. Now, if you want to deny what the Holy Spirit is doing, there's no hope for you. You'll never step into the fullness of the kingdom of God if you're in denial of the methods of the Holy Spirit. The reason we've confused this passage is because we've confused the work and office of the Holy Spirit. We see the Holy Spirit as either convicting us of individual sins day and night, convincing us that we're lost and need to get resaved, and therefore we look at him as sort of a sheriff. Or if you're in Pentecostal and charismatic backgrounds, and they're the ones that struggled with this verse the most, by the way, you're convinced that the Holy Spirit causes people to do things that are unconventional, and if you say anything bad about it, you're making fun of the Holy Ghost, and therefore you're unforgivable. And this is one little baby step away from, don't ever say anything about people that call themselves men or women of God, because if you say anything disparaging or judgmental, you're not even saved and there's no hope for you. I heard a famous preacher just this week say, don't ever say anything about God's anointed, because if you do, you're in the flesh. And if you get in the flesh, you're one step away from unbelief. That shielded this man from any and all criticism because people didn't understand what the anointing was and they didn't understand who the Holy Spirit is. We're going to have to do better than this. We are better than this. And the Holy Spirit is far better than this. And Christ is far better than this. We continue tomorrow. We'll tell you about the Sunday sermon. See you then. God bless.